Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for January the 12th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America is the rule of law and our blueprint, our guide to restore the republic of the traditions of our founding fathers. We reject revolution but stand for restoration. The greatest country on the face of the earth, and we're convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers, one of the great absolute solution-oriented ways to accomplish that peacefully. Welcome to the broadcast. A quick recap of yesterday's show. We had on our guest, Mr. Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. I'm a lifetime member. Highly recommend you become one as well. We talked about several anarchist groups are expected to descend on Washington, D.C. for the inauguration, according to Reuters. But the reality is, ladies and gentlemen, roughly 3,000 police officers from around the country will come to the nation's capital to assist Metropolitan Police, as will 5,000 National Guard troops. There'll also be a lot of bikers and other groups that are in the area that do have peaceful intent. I'm not saying it can never go wrong. Of course, it always can, and we pray that it doesn't. We'll be as careful as we can. We will be there live. However, you know, they told you it was going to be absolute meltdown in the Republican National Convention, and it was one of the most peaceful events I've ever been to. They also said that about the Democratic event. It was a little more rowdy, but it's still nothing, folks. So, you know what? The problem with the mainstream press is they just run around and peddle fake news everywhere. And by the way, a federal district court sentenced Dylann Roof to death. The panel found that life in prison offered no possibility of reform or redemption for him. Boy, howdy, is that true? Yes, we can. Yes, we did. Begins and ends Barack Hussein's administration. People are so giddy that he's out of power in mere days, they don't know what to do with themselves. Of course, the liberals are melting down and causing all kinds of mischief, including Barack Hussein undermining the United States. What a tragedy. He ought to be locked up for that. Not to shrink from the challenges of economic equality, racial strife, political isolation, and voter apathy that still threatens. And Barack Hussein, in his farewell address, went on and used the word democracy, democracy, democracy over and over. Okay, but you know what the problem with that is? We don't have a democracy, folks, and we reject a democracy. See, Barack, after serving 8 years as our president, being trained as one of the most premier attorneys in the land, being a senator, swearing an oath to the supreme law, to our republic over and over and over, he still runs around and thinks we have a democracy. What's wrong with this ignoramus? It's beyond imagination. Just tell the president, if he doesn't believe me, to pledge allegiance to the flag and see how far he gets before he realizes we're not a democracy, okay? It's bogus. Fake news everywhere, even from the president's lips. It's crazy. All right, don't worry. The Barack administration, on their way out, trying to create an environmental legacy. They call it the Rusty Patch Bumblebee, and now Fish and Wildlife has put it on the endangered species list. Wow. Why don't they put humans on the endangered species list as we murder our babies but protect the bumblebees? Come on. We're nuts. We've got to stand for pro-life big time, and hopefully Donald will help get that done with an appointment to the Supreme Court and with a pro-life president in power. Hopefully he'll be true to those claims or statements or whatever you want to say. His narrative through the election, if you will. MTV host mocks Jeff Sessions. Mocks him about his Asian grandchildren. Literally, Madison accused him of stealing his grandchildren from Toys R Us. For the hearing, he went on to call his grandchildren a prop to try to, you know, portray that he's not a racist, but he really is. These thugs are crazy. I mean, literally, they'll call anybody a racist. If you're white, you're a racist. Got it? You can't live it down. But you and I know better. We, the American people, know better. And the more they push that false, bogus, lie narrative, fake news, the more Americans will say, you know what? There's nothing to call the bad guys anymore. There's nothing to call a real racist anymore. See? HarperCollins is now withdrawing their digital edition of Monica Crowley's book, quote, What the Bleep Just Happened. Yeah, she doesn't even know what happened, does she? She pretends she does, but she's one of those fake news peddlers, isn't she, Monica? And she was going to jump into the Trump administration, but now that's all up for grabs, huh? Poor Monica, fake news, running around plagiarizing and doing all this stuff. It's crazy. Hour two. Trump asked Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an environmental activist and skeptic on vaccines, to chair a presidential panel on vaccine safety. Ooh, boy, will that be good. All right, get her done, Kennedy. The Internal Revenue Service should shift its focus from, quote, tax enforcement to taxpayer service in an effort to help you, a new government report said. Now that the IRS might be on the chopping block, they want to run around and say we're the nice guys. U.S. small business optimism is surging. Everybody just hopes the Donald will change the game, reduce regulation, create an environment for jobs to flourish. Everybody's a-hoping. Trump tax cuts could jumpstart the global economy, now admits the World Bank. Why didn't they say that during the elections? Well, the truth shall set you free, huh? The FBI is apparently paying Geek Squad over at Best Buy to dig around in your computer for criminal activity and then report to the thugs. Wow. Unsurprisingly, the FBI also has a number of paid informants, believe it or not, some of them directly work at Best Buy. I'm never going to Best Buy again. How about you? Geek Squad by day, government informers by, well, day also. Uh-huh. Exclusive regulators criticize banks over Uber loan sources. Olivia Oren writes that piece. Man, Uber's the next best thing to break up the taxi rackets, aren't they? All right, we're talking about a bust of friends. Looks like Barack Obama took Winston Churchill out of the Oval Office. And so they took out Winston Churchill and Barack put in Martin Luther King, right? Well, Trump's taking out Martin Luther King and putting in Winston Churchill back. Oh, man, that's creating a liberal meltdown. Brainwashed children against Trump and Brexit. Top education magazine is telling teachers. In other words, just lie to your kids and brainwash them. That's fine in our modern education system, reports the education mag. See, these people are crazy. Pull your kids out of government school yesterday, folks. Fish on a treadmill? Yeah, that's part of the government waste that Jeff Flake is reporting to Roll Call. Wow. We got degenerative art going on, communist-style art, displayed on the U.S. Capitol these days. Got to get rid of that and put up the Ten Commandments or something, folks. U.S. government waging global war on cash. Yeah, the rise of the cashless cities. There's a real danger of exclusion for poor people. If you get rid of cash, they don't have credit cards and bank accounts and all those things. So you're creating a, quote, digital divide. All we got to do is go back to gold and silver and all these problems wouldn't exist now, would they? Police union chief, the guy's so out of touch with the public, he's puzzled that citizens resent cops acting like robbers. LibertyNewsDaily.com with that piece. We also wrapped up with Obama's Napoleon moment from Liberty News Daily as well. Man, do we hit the news hard, folks. In fact, speaking of that, news the networks refuse to use starts now. Michael Connelly, our guest, well-known attorney at law, talk show host in his own right, author, and a whole lot more. Welcome back, my friend. It's been a long time. Happy New Year to you guys.
It has been. Good to be with you again, Sam.
Wow, there's so much to talk about. I want to talk about fake news. Well, first off, before we get to that, there's a ski areas are now closed because of too much snow, Michael. Did you see this?
No.
There's too much snow. And so they had to close the ski areas. Is that part of the global warming thing?
Oh, sure. You know, everything's part of the global warming thing, which doesn't exist. But
I just think about that, and I think these guys really run around and promote global warming, and if you're a dissenter, you're almost criminal these days. And but yet the ski areas are closed because there's too much snow. What the heck's going on around here, folks? I went outside and scraped off my car for my wife that she has to take off every morning. Anyway, long story short, and there's ice everywhere. And I'm just thinking, ice everywhere for me. Snow, so much so that the ski areas can't even open. Usually they just love as much powder as they can get. But in this case, the Nevada, California, Sierra snow, they got over 10 feet. It's so much nobody can even deal with it. Just part of global warming. Michael Connelly, discussions of fake news in the mainstream press everywhere in seconds.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Connelly, our guest, Executive Director of the United States Justice Foundation, USJF.net, well known for his booklet called Our Constitution. Incredible. Breaks down the Constitution, gets you a handle on everything from an attorney, constitutional attorney's perspective. Great stuff. We talked about ski areas are closed after too much snow, just a reality check on the global warming scenario. Couple of quick picks for the Donald, and then we'll get straight into the fake news battle. It's everywhere. Donald took on the press yesterday and the day before, and he's circumventing them with Twitter, and they don't know what to do. Anyway, David Shulkin is Trump's pick to lead the Veteran Affairs. Michael Connelly is a veteran. His father was a veteran. and he stands up for the veterans in court and everywhere else. I wanted to get his take on this pick. David Shulkin, do you know much about him, and what do you think, Michael?
Actually, I don't know a whole lot about him. I'm trying to find out about him. This was a surprise. I thought that there were several people out there that Trump was looking at that I thought would be very, very good. But, you know, I'm going to check into this guy and find out who he is and how he's been involved with the VA, because the VA has been a total disaster now for years. And I've been pointing this out, and I've been working with veterans, and one of the things is we've got to stop. And I'm going to be talking to Trump's people directly about this and also members of the Senate. And that is the VA orchestrating the confiscation of firearms from veterans. They declare them incompetent to handle their own financial affairs without any due process, without any hearing. They're being declared incompetent because of minor PTSD, because they have ever been depressed, because they let their spouses pay the family bills. Or here's a case we just won here recently in Texas. A veteran was declared incompetent to handle his own financial affairs and had his Second Amendment rights curtailed because he had the bank automatically pay his bills every month out of his checking account. And we appealed that, but it took 2 years for this guy, and we won it. And now the FBI is refusing to take him off the National Instant Criminal Background Checklist where the VA put him once they declared him incompetent. So, what I want to know about this guy that's going to be the new director of Veterans Affairs, is he going to stop this nonsense?
Well, I pray that he will. Under Donald Trump's tutelage, there's a possibility. However, let me tell you a little bit about who this guy is. Trump picks David Shulkin, current Obama appointee, to lead the Veterans Affairs NBC. That doesn't look good, sir.
No, it concerns me, frankly.
So I don't know how that's all going to go down. Time shall tell. But when you start putting Barack Hussein Obama appointees in the mix, I start to get concerned quickly. Now, here's the next tidbit. Representative Mike Pompeo, is that how you say it, of Kansas, is Trump's nominee to run the CIA. P-O-M-P-E-O, Pompeo, I think. Anyway, Mike Pompeo, he's a representative of Kansas. He's going to run the CIA. Again, Dina H. Powell, who runs many of Goldman Sachs' philanthropic initiatives, is expected to soon leave Goldman Sachs for a new role as a advisor to the Trump White House. She'll probably be helping the Kushners or whatever, Jared and his wife, Ivanka, helping them as an advisor to the president. Again, this Dina H. Powell, Goldman Sachs, Representative Mike Pompeo, you got all these people that are involved in previous administrations, in government everywhere. It's hardly going to be a drain in the swamp moment I'm concerned about. Do you think we'll drain the swamp, Michael?
Well, I think what we need to do is hold Trump's feet to the fire. I mean, I was not an original supporter of Trump as an executive director of the United States Justice Foundation. I couldn't endorse anybody publicly. But I had someone else in mind to be the president of the United States. Trump got the nomination. I like a lot of the things that Trump says, but I want to see him do what he says. And, this has been a problem in the past with presidents, both Republican and Democrat. They get elected, and then they don't do what they promised the voters they were going to do. Trump is going to have to produce, because his election was indeed a revolution among American voters. He took away states that had been for years traditionally blue states, traditionally Democratic states, and he took away the voters who had been traditionally Democratic voters. And this wasn't because he's charismatic guy. He's exactly the opposite. He's abrasive. He's somewhat unruly. But that's why he got elected, because he came out and he said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to stop some of this nonsense. And people expect him to come through. And our job as citizens is to make sure that he and the elected representatives in the House of Representatives and our elected senators also come through. And one of the things that I'm going to be pushing for is hopefully Trump is going to nominate, and this was the critical part of this election to me, he's going to nominate a constitutionalist to fill Antonin Scalia's seat on the Supreme Court, because that is absolutely critical at this point. He's got to nominate a constitutionalist, and we have to have Mitch McConnell finally show some guts and do away with this nonsense that they call the filibuster or cloture in the U.S. Senate, because this is something that, to me, is totally unconstitutional. 60 senators would have to vote to even allow a Supreme Court appointment of Trump to come before the entire U.S. Senate for a vote. That dilutes my power as a voter. That dilutes my ability to elect senators to represent me in the United States Senate. That has to be done away with. That is not in the Constitution. That has never been in the Constitution. Yes, the Senate is allowed to make its own rules, but my contention is that the Senate is not allowed to make rules that dilute the power of the American voters who elect them to the Senate. So this is something that's going to have to take place, and Trump's going to have to push for it, and we're going to have to push for it, and we're going to have to get Mitch McConnell to get off his duff and finally do something to stand up to the liberals and the Democrats. So, you know, there are a lot of questions out there right now about the Trump administration, and there should be. There should be about any new administration. I want to see what's going to happen. I'm going to be applying pressure to members of the House and the Senate to straighten things out for our veterans, because the mess in Veterans Affairs goes far beyond just taking away their Second Amendment rights. We've been collecting horror stories for several years from veterans, veterans who are dying because they can't get proper treatment. So I'm looking at a lot of things changing here, and I'm hoping that it's going to happen under Donald Trump.
Do you have a connection to Donald, and do you think we'll get any people in that we know and like and believe in as constitutionalists? So far, almost every selection I had hoped for one of our guys to get in, and every time it's somebody else that I have concerns about. They say some of the right things, and they seem like it might go well, but kind of thing. Anybody you know or anybody, any direct connections? A lot of the connections that I had to the Trump election crew or whatever you want to call it, those doors seem to be closed now. There's no response from them, and everybody tells me, you know what, they're just not talking. There's no way to communicate. And those things concern me greatly. The communication was good there for a while.
Yeah, I understand, and I've got the same problem, but I have some communication lines still open, I think, and I'm going to be working on those. And, you know, it's a type of thing that if we start getting shut out, like we have been by previous Republican administrations, if conservatives start getting shut out, screaming and hollering, and, you know, making our voices heard one way or the other.
All right, quick pause, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, Michael Connelly, U.S. Justice Foundation on your radio. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Bristol County, Massachusetts Sheriff Thomas Hodgson, who has proposed conscripting jail inmates as unpaid labor to build Donald Trump's proposed border wall, is also seeking to reinstate a program that charged inmates a $5 daily fee for their incarceration. It is worth remembering that inmates in county jails are often being held prior to trial, which means that they have not yet been convicted of offenses. Hodgson, a four-term sheriff, was in office in 2010 when the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court ruled that he did not have legal authority to charge inmates a daily fee for their time in his jail. Following his swearing-in ceremony on January 4th, the sheriff told reporters that he would be lobbying the state legislature to enact a law authorizing the imposition of that fee. One Republican legislator, State Representative Stephen Howitt, said that the fee does not seem unreasonable and is something I would consider supporting. Sheriff Hodgson was part of the Special Commission to Study the Feasibility of Establishing Inmate Fees, which was created following the 2010 state Supreme Court ruling. That committee's report, to which Hodgson registered a dissent, concluded that the fees would generate a host of negative and unintended consequences, including impediments to inmates seeking reintegration in society. Hodgson claimed that from 2002 to 2004, the daily incarceration surcharge produced $750,000 in gross revenue. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. I want to talk plenty about fake news with Michael Connelly, U.S. Justice Foundation. Kirk Crosby's with us as well. Michael Connelly, all in the roundtable. USA Today has some interesting headlines about this fake news stuff. One of them says this: Trump is confident and combative with the media. David Jackson of Gregory Court wrote the article. Now, let me just kind of lay this out for you guys. Here's what happened. The Democrats hired some thugs to do a bunch of digging on Donald Trump. They came back with a bunch of Russian ties. They came back with that he's involved with Russian prostitutes, that he's this, that he's that. And they got this big old fake report together. And that report was reported to Barack Hussein and Donald Trump. And the idea and the reason they claimed that they had to give this to them was because of national security, which is their cover every time. It's always classified. It's always national security whenever, you know. All right. Well, then somehow that leaked to CNN, they claim. Now, we've seen the WikiLeaks and everything else telling you that CNN's been in bed with the Barack Hussein administration and the Clinton administrations for a long time, so that's nothing new. However, now they say they've got to report this and the public's got to know about it and all these things. Donald Trump came out swinging, but they released this thing literally right before Donald Trump had his news conference. He hadn't had one in about 6 months, which makes sense because the media was so mean to him during the election. He's just like, look, I'll create my own narrative. I'm not going to let you people beat me up with your false news, fake news. And then what happened is he had a press conference, but they set him up with this release. No facts in it at all. None of it's substantiated is the problem. But they say, oh, but we must cover it. It's our news due diligence to do this. We're obligated, or we're not real news if we don't. But in my opinion, it's fake news at this point because it's not even substantiated. Then they write an article, Trump is confident and combative with the media. I think the media is combative with Donald Trump. Instead of talking about, hey, you're about to be the new president, you know, the inauguration's coming up, what are you going to be doing in your first 100 days, you know, what... Instead of covering the real news, the focus, the things that matter to Americans, they're covering this bogus fake report drummed up by the Democrats. Now, could portions of it be true? Of course they could. I'm not saying that it's not true. What I'm saying is they're rolling out news without any facts involved, They supposedly had it classified and delivered it to both the outgoing and new incoming administrations. It got leaked to the mainstream press like CNN, predictably. And then they run around and act like Donald's combative. Michael, can you respond to this? I can't even comprehend this.
Well, but there are two aspects of this fake news business. And frankly, I frankly find it all quite amusing, because fake news has been going on for decades in this country. I can look back at my time when I was in the U.S. Army during the Vietnam War, and I was also on the college campuses at that time at LSU as the leader of the Young Americans for Freedom and the Young Republicans. And I can remember things that happened then. For example, the Tet Offensive. I supported the war in Vietnam. I supported victory in Vietnam. I didn't support the way we fought the war. I thought we ought to go out and try to win the war, which is something that, unfortunately, no president in this country has done for years, and that is gone into a war and said, okay, we're going to win this. Let's get this over with. We're not going to fight a politically correct war. But in 1968, there was something in Vietnam called the Tet Offensive. And the Tet Offensive was supposedly an absolute disaster for the United States and for the South Vietnamese Army. Viet Cong soldiers got into the U.S. Embassy in Saigon, killed some people there. They supposedly overran a lot of American and South Vietnamese positions. And the press touted this as a disastrous defeat for our policies, for our military, and it was used by the media to turn American public opinion against the Vietnam War. Now, here's what actually happened in the Tet Offensive. It was a total disaster for the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese. It was a major fight around the country of South Vietnam in places like Hue and Saigon. When it was all over with, and it only lasted for a couple of days here, when it was all over with, there had been approximately 2,000 American soldiers and South Vietnamese soldiers killed in the battle. 50,000 Viet Cong soldiers had died. The Viet Cong were destroyed virtually as an adversary at that point. That's why the North Vietnamese Army had to come in and invade the South, attempt to invade the South, because the Viet Cong had been destroyed. This was a major military victory for the United States and for South Vietnam. No matter how you look at this, this was a major victory. All the numbers say the same thing. All of the territory, that it was not lost to the Viet Cong. Territory they had control was taken back after the Tet Offensive. Yet this is used, was used, and still is used, because I look at the textbooks, American history textbooks. They talk about the Vietnam War. They talk about the defeat of the United States military in Vietnam. We never lost a battle. When I say we, I'm talking about the military. We never lost a battle in Vietnam. Vietnam was lost after the politicians took control of it, withdrew the American troops, and cut off funding to the South Vietnamese Army, which opened the door for North Vietnam. Now, this is the ultimate in fake news, Sam. This was something that led to the deaths of American soldiers down the road, the deaths of South Vietnamese civilians and soldiers. This was the ultimate fake news. And this has been going on for years. And now all of a sudden we have the liberals going, oh, my God, we got fake news out there. We got fake news. We have to stifle conservative opinion. We have to shut down conservative websites. We have to stop conservative talk radio because we've got all this fake news out there. Well, the fake news has been coming from the left for decades, and it continues to come from the left. And this business with what's happening with Donald Trump is just a prime example of that. I mean, they come out with unsubstantiated reports of things that supposedly happened while he was in Russia. Well, I was a military intelligence officer. I dealt with the KGB. I had to contend with those people. I'd never trusted anybody in the Russian government, even after they became a so-called democracy. Donald Trump is no dummy. Donald Trump, when he went to Russia, would have known that everything he did was going to be videotaped or recorded or both. Whether it happened in his hotel room, happened in a public place, the Russians routinely monitor everybody and monitor everything that anybody does. I can't believe that Donald Trump would be dumb enough to consort with prostitutes in a hotel in Russia, knowing that he was going to be videotaped, or to have meetings where he offered to bribe some Russian officials or whatever they're claiming he did, knowing he was going to be audiotaped or videotaped. I don't think he's that stupid. But the media doesn't care. The media is going to double down on its efforts, discredit Trump before the man even takes office. Now, we're talking about the same media here that has been for 8 years covering up every scandal involving the Obama administration. They've covered up all the things the Obama administration has done, from the IRS scandal to the situation with Eric Holder, wiretapping reporters, to the whole situation involving Americans being subjected to being watched and being punished for basically being Americans. I mean, we've had one assault after another on our freedoms under the Obama administration, whether it comes from the EPA, whether it comes from the Justice Department, whether it comes from the IRS. We have the whole Benghazi scandal. You know, I can go on and on, and I don't think I need to, because your listeners certainly are very aware of what's been happening here. But all of this has been basically covered up by the news media, with the exception of Fox, and I think they do the best job of reporting, but they, with the exception of Fox, most of your major news stream media have just covered up anything that Obama's done. They have protected him. They have protected the left. They have participated in fake news. I'm fond of referring to reporters from, for example, CNN as coming from the Joseph Goebbels School of Journalism. Of course, Goebbels was the propaganda minister for Adolf Hitler. And that's basically been what we have here. We have the news media, for example, I know for a fact that NBC, during the Obama administration, reporters for NBC were having a conference call with the Obama White House every Monday morning, where they would discuss with the White House staff what was going to be used as news that week.
All right, quick pause. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Michael Connelly, USJF.net in seconds.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
My sister was smoking, and I watched her. She asked me if I wanted some, and I said sure, and she taught me how to smoke, and that was my first experience.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
Both my parents smoke. I mean, seeing them smoke, watching them, thinking, well, I do it, it's not going to hurt me.
Smoking sends mixed messages to your children.
They just recently found out. I just told my mom, so she was shocked, very shocked.
I think parents have a big influence on whether or not their children smoke, because even if the parent says that they don't agree with it, it really doesn't hold a lot of water. I mean, you can say, I don't agree with you smoking, but when you light up 5 minutes later, it doesn't hold a lot of water.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Our guest, Michael Connolly, USJF.net, U.S. Justice Foundation. He's got a booklet out called Our Constitution. Incredible booklet, by the way. Get a copy today. Learn more about it. Get involved in the solutions. We talked about this fake news thing. Okay, what's real news versus fake? Trump has his own take, writes USA Today Money. They also says Trump is confident and combative with the media. A next headline says how a crisis spilled out of a sensational, unverified dossier, writes the New York Times. I'm going to repeat that, unverified dossier. But they're leaking it as if it's news. They claim Donald has a tie to Russia, but they don't have any evidence of that so far. Kurt, what do you say about this?
Well, you know, first thing I saw about it was something about a golden shower, and I thought, well, Trump has a lot of gold, you know, around him, and he's, you know, he is a kind of a wealthy guy. I've seen pictures of where he lives. There was a lot of gold, but I had no idea a golden shower was what the
you don't want to refer to golden shower either. That's a dirty term, by the way.
I know. All I'm saying is, like, just what? Shows you how, you know, out of touch I am, you know, or maybe the other way around. But anyway, you know, when you look at this whole thing, it's just, well, I mean, I believe if my grandparents, you know, woke up and, you know, found themselves in today and looked over things, they'd just be like, what is happening around here? You know, the inmates are running the asylum. But, you know, I appreciate Trump's, I guess you call it combative. I just call it standing up for, you know, what he feels is right. And, you know, the media for way too long have done this exact thing. Led the people around with, you know, you can call it fake news, or, you know, we would teach them, and you've taught them for years, Sam, he who owns the media makes the rules. So you can just basically, if you're CNN or whatever, you can just basically make it so that you just put whatever you want out front of the American people. Instead of reporting what there is really going on, you just make things up and you lead the narrative that way. And that's what's been going on for a long time. And, you know, that's what they tried to do yesterday, I think.
Yeah, here's the question. There's a secret government program the CIA has used in the past. The goal of the program is to infiltrate the mainstream press and to control the, quote, flow of information. The program back in the day, it's called Project Mockingbird. Is that what they brought back, Michael?
Well, I think what we have here is a situation where the news media is going to do what the news media wants to do. And, you know, whether this is coming from the CIA, whether it's coming from the, from a government agency, and certainly under Obama, it's certainly possible that this is coming from government agencies, because Obama, you know, as a former military intelligence officer, I am extremely concerned about what's going on in our intelligence community. And I became concerned for several years ago when I realized that what was coming out of the intelligence community was controlled information, where Obama was having members of the intelligence community control what was actually being sent to the news media, or was coming to the news media, by, for example, understating the threat of ISIS. And he had people high up in the intelligence community who were basically faking information. And that is fake news. That's not only fake news, that's fake information that's going to our military, that's going to the people of the United States, that's putting us in a situation where we are increasingly in danger and we're not being told about this. So wherever it's coming from, the fact of the matter is that the news media is totally corrupt. And I think at this point, many millions of Americans out there don't believe anything that comes out of the news media. You know, they are suspect of everything that's happening, and unfortunately they are suspect and have been suspect for a long time about anything told us by the federal government, particularly under the Obama administration. So we don't trust our government. We don't trust our news media, which under the Constitution, when freedom of the press was established, it was established for the purpose of having an independent news media out there that would be a government watchdog for the people. In other words, the news media is supposed to work for us, not vice versa. They're supposed to be a watchdog, watching all the government and making sure that our rights are protected from government intrusion. Instead, we now have a news media that, for the most part, works with the government, works with the leftists to try to take away our rights and to try to control the American people. And this has been, you know, the goal of dictatorships for years, is you shut down freedom of speech, you shut down freedom of religion, you shut down freedom of the press, and you use propaganda to convince people to do what you want them to do. And I think Meryl Streep put it best in her speech the other night at the, you know, Golden Globes, when she came out with this Hollywood elitist philosophy that, hey, you didn't vote the way I wanted you to vote, so you're too stupid to be allowed to have freedom of speech or freedom of the press, certainly too stupid to be allowed to own guns. You know, you people are dumb. All you do is watch football and mixed martial arts, and you don't belong in the society that we are going to create for you. You have to subject yourselves to us. And that's what we're getting from the national news media, and that's what we've been getting, not for just a couple of years, but we've been getting that for decades, Sam. And I have seen it. I have fought it. And we have the fake news business now, which is, I find it very interesting that all of a sudden the purveyors of fake news for decades are now saying, oh, we have to shut down fake news. Well, that's another meaning for we have to shut down conservative talk radio. We have to shut down conservative blogs, conservative websites. I have a blog on the Constitution. It's called Our Constitution, same as my radio show, and it's at www.michaelconnelly.com. And I've been writing this now for 7 years, and it's very popular. I recently just crossed the 1.5 million views of my blog, but I have been under increasing attack.
Amen to that, and you will continue to. The question is, has the United States government created literally a ministry of truth? They had, Operation Mockingbird or Project Mockingbird or whatever. Now it's you know, the fake news banner. Are they really creating a ministry of truth, if you will?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's been the whole goal for years, and that's what they've been doing. And they have created a propaganda organization that is, number one, going to lie to the American people about what the government is doing, and number two, is going to try to give the government more control over what we as individuals are doing. And that's a scenario for dictators. It's been the scenario for centuries. It's what Adolf Hitler did. It's what Joseph Stalin did. It's what Mao Zedong did. It's what Fidel Castro did. And it's still, you know, the Castro brother that's alive is still doing that. And they're still doing it in China. And they're still doing it in Russia. And this is what you have in this country. You have the left of this country, the so-called progressives, who want to have control over the American people. And in order to do that, they need to control the flow of information. And that's where we're coming right now.
Kurt, what do we do? The new media is about, you know, it's in the process of taking center stage. They no longer control the narrative. They're freaking out. But if they basically bust out with a operation or, you know, Project Mockingbird, they literally roll out the Ministry of Truth. They control Facebook and some of the big sites and some of the big presence on the web. If the CIA plants fake news and everything else, like they've done in other countries, at some point, I almost think we'll end up with a Ministry of Truth. We might be circumvented right at the gate, if you will. Can we win?
Well, it makes sense to me that that's what they would try, Sam. But, you know, I just think that there's so much, I guess you could say the cat's out of the bag. There's so much, you know, available, whether it's internet or, you know, so many other sources now with the ability to print and to process and to publish. You know, it's almost impossible, I think, to control it.
I pray you're right. I think you're right. But it all depends on how well the American people and good, honest folks fund our ability to tell the tale. It's that simple. Believe it or not, there's a public university now promoting a lecture series that claims that white supremacy elected Donald Trump. You see what I mean? Now we got to fight the universities at every turn. Wow. Thank you, Michael Connolly. Godspeed, sir.
Good to be with you again, Sam.
There he goes. Michael Connolly doing a great job as always. Sam and Kurt, 1 hour in the can. Second hour coming up. The good Sheriff Richard Mack will be with us. We got a whole lot more to talk about when it comes to fake news and plenty of other hard-hitting stories. We would love your financial support. LibertyNewsDaily.com. Sign up for the news. LibertyNewsRadio.com. Radio.com. Tell all your friends. We're LibertyRoundtable.com. We're live on the web and on your Roku player and many AM/FM radio stations around the country. Donate today and support the news the networks refuse to use, would you please? This nation shall endure.